The plan by Governor Scott Walker's administration to delay a handful of major road projects could end up costing millions of dollars, according to projections released this week.
The costs, according to those projections, $160 million or more over the next 2 years. Some are calling on the legislature to tap into additional funding to help bridge the gap, mitigate the delays, though it might be a hard sell, especially after a long and hard battle over transportation funding earlier this year.
Here with us now to talk more about this story is Patrick Marley, state government reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Patrick, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
So these projects that are delayed, first of all, which roads and projects are we talking about?
There are five major projects that they've said they're delaying for 2 years. It's I-3990 from the state line to Madison, the Verona Road Exchange in Madison, which people in the Madison area are certainly familiar with, Highway 23 between Fond du Lac and Plymouth, Highway 10, 441 in the Fox Valley, which is a big project there, and Highway 15, which is also in the Fox Valley in Outagamie County.
So when we're talking about these delays, does this essentially just boil down to not having the money to complete them in an expedient fashion, or is there something else going on?
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it is. The legislators had a big fight in the budget over how much money to put into roads and how to find money for it. The gas tax and the registration fees that pay for roads aren't keeping up with the schedules that we've become accustomed to for road work. And so and there's been a reluctance to increase those fees and taxes. And so now we're faced with the alternative, which is slowing down the work.
So how slow is the delay going to be? What kind of delays are we looking at?
Well, you know, these projects are multi-year projects that that take 4 or 6 years, and now we're just extending them out another couple years. So it doesn't mean work stops for 2 years on these projects. It just means that it slows down, and the end product takes longer to get. Of course, doing that has a cascading effect because, you know, if a project was supposed to take 6 years and now is going to take 8 years, the next project in line is, you know, just going to start later. And so there is sort of a ripple effect of all of this. And we also have, these are sort of the marquee projects that are being slowed at the moment. There's also what's known as rehabilitation projects, which can be very significant projects that are also going to be slowed. We just haven't seen from the Department of Transportation what those specific projects will be.
Now, as I understand it, a lot of the projects that you mentioned, work has already begun on them. It's just that it won't be completed. So what sort of state are these roads in as far as driving goes?
Well, you know, it's not. People will just have to get used to seeing the orange barrels up for longer. Many of these projects, you know, are already underway, and they will continue, but it's not like the workers aren't going to walk off the job tomorrow. They'll just maybe not start the next phase or slow down work on a particular segment. So the kind of congestion that you have in a construction project will continue. It'll just last longer.
Okay, so let's get into the projections. These delays will cost drivers, according to the projections, $160 million or more over the next 2 years. First of all, tell us where these numbers came from and who's putting that out there.
So this is a calculation made by the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater and the Transportation Development Association, which is a trade group based in Wisconsin. And they simply said that, you know, since 2000, the inflation rate for construction projects, for road construction projects, has averaged 5%. So they just applied that 5% a year to the remaining cost for these projects, which is $1.7 billion, and said if you drag them out for two more years, it's going to add $80 million per year. The inflation rate for construction is much higher than the consumer price index just because of the costs for those types of materials, asphalt, and those things have just gone up at a faster rate than other products you may buy.
So then we're looking at more money needed from the budget to pay for these roads because they're being delayed. So essentially the price tag is going up. How do we pay for the delay, the cost of the delays?
Well, I mean, those are costs that are pushed off into the future. So it just means that when we write our next transportation budget in 2 years, which will be a multi-billion dollar project, there will be, you know, just more money that's eaten up by these projects because they will cost more. So it just exacerbates the problem that we're already faced with, which is that we don't have the money available for the projects that we as a state have decided we want to do. So at some point, officials need to decide either we're going to slow down more work and do less, or we're going to increase funding for roads by creating a mileage fee or increasing the gas tax or some combination of these two, right, where we do a little bit less and we raise some money for roads.
We're talking with Patrick Marley right now, state government reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and he's joining us to talk about the possible cost of delayed road projects in Wisconsin. And Patrick, as far as I understand it, the legislature could tap into some additional funds to help pay for these projects. So where are we with that, and where would that money come from?
So when they put the budget together, the governor, Scott Walker, wanted $1.3 billion to be borrowed for roads over 2 years. The Republicans who control the legislature thought that was too much, and so they cut that from $1.3 billion to $500 million, a pretty substantial cut. But then they put made available this additional $350 million that could be used if the Department of Transportation put forward a specific request of how they would use that money, and then the Joint Finance Committee, which is the budget committee for the legislature, approved its use. The budget was passed in July. Almost right away, the department started indicating that they saw a need for this additional money for these kinds of projects that we're talking about here. And Senate Republicans in particular were surprised that they were talking about accessing that money so quickly and have expressed concerns about issuing any of that additional debt. So there's sort of this internal debate in the legislature now as to whether we should stick with these delays or if we should issue those bonds and fund those roads, but have to pay interest on that money since it would all be borrowed.
Now, where is Governor Scott Walker on this right now? You know, as you said, initially he had asked for more bonding than the legislature was willing to give. So what is he advocating for now as far as regards the road construction and the delays?
He met with Senate Republicans today and told them that he would like to see at least some of that money made available. Indicated that perhaps there was ways to find savings. He didn't specify where that might be, and would like to at least get some of that money, that additional bonding, rolling. So, you know, if they make that request, if the committee meets, it's likely they would issue some of the money because Assembly Republicans say they support it. The Democrats from both houses support it. So there would be the votes, seemingly, to pass this. But right now, the Senate Republicans are resisting calling the meeting at all.
Now, is there any talk of trying to deal with transportation funding outside of the budget process, or is this something that's going to have to be put on the back burner for the next 2 years?
It's a little unclear. I'd say it looks unlikely that it will be dealt with before the next budget in 2 years. The Democrats have said that they'd like to see a special session on road funding, but Republicans who control the show have not been interested in that. And, you know, really the legislature took a pass on addressing this long-term in the budget. They cut back on borrowing, but they still relied largely on borrowing. They didn't solve the fundamental problem, which is bedeviled legislators from both parties going back for years. I mean, this is a problem of a decade or longer so far.
Now, any chance of revisiting ideas of, say, toll roads or gas tax, given these numbers that we're looking at?
Well, toll roads is very difficult for state officials to get going because you would need to make real money on that. You need to do things like interstates, and you'd need federal approval. So you need Congress to act, and that seems, you know, like a tough sell. It's hard for state officials who want to solve this problem now to rely on Congress for that. Raising the gas tax is something they could do, but one that has, you know, there's been strong opposition among many Republicans, and even raising registration fees has been something that there's been big resistance to. Many lawmakers, Republican lawmakers, said that they were open to raising registration fees, but the governor had ruled that out, saying that was tantamount to a gas tax increase and would not support that. And so legislative support for that idea really fell by the wayside quickly because they knew they faced a veto if they were to pass it.
And Patrick, is there any indication of whether voters are going to be upset with this and these delays going forward?
You know, that'll be interesting. I think it's too soon to tell. You know, if, you know, at what point do delays have to happen? At what point do roads need to get to a certain condition that voters say that they're willing to tolerate a gas tax increase? I don't know what that point is. I don't know if this gets us closer to that point. But certainly that's something that state officials will be trying to listen to get a sense of if what the public wants, I guess.
And what do you see as the next steps here going forward for both what Governor Walker is asking for and for the legislature?
Certainly the question, most imminent here is, do they decide to issue this additional bonding to try to put some of these projects back on track, as well as how extensive will these delays for these rehabilitation projects be? Then after that, I think they're in kind of a holding pattern until the next budget, unless some big development comes along.
Patrick, thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
That was Patrick Marley, state government reporter for the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel. He joined us to talk about the possible cost of delayed road projects in Wisconsin.